You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today we will meditate on Psalm 1, verses 1 through 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This week we are focusing on obedience. Obedience is doing what someone else tells you to do. It means submission. I am struck by the word delight that could help us to redefine our concept of obedience. Obedience, finding delight in doing what someone else tells you to do. I want to share with you some personal experiences of feeling honored in doing something for another, meaning delighting in obeying someone else. The first time I met Steve Clark, he was visiting our house in Monterrey, Mexico. I was casually making my way towards the kitchen, and I found Steve coming down from his room. I asked him if he needed anything, and he told me very kindly that he was fine and that he was about to prepare himself a quesadilla. I offered to prepare him the most exquisite dish mankind has ever known, and he accepted. Cooking a quesadilla for Steve made my day. I felt so honored that he let me serve him. I felt even more honored that he ate it and even said that he liked it. He likes it. Hey, Mikey. I had several experiences working as a waiter at a catering business in Southern California when I was in my early 20s. One time I was selected to attend a special event at a prestigious yacht club. I was so scared because I was the only waiter at the event. I felt honored and wanted to make the best of the opportunity to serve these important people. I also remember other occasions working in the service industry, either cleaning windshields at the gas station, or carrying luggage as a bellboy, or simply sharing funny stories as a tourist guide. Our socially acceptable phrases of interaction in those cases were, people would say, thank you, and you would respond, my pleasure. Or some other cultures would say, I am honored to serve you. I really found great pleasure and delight when I was able to meet the standard of their needs, either serving the food just the way they like it, or surprising them with extra gestures of attention and kindness. If we could approach obedience in a similar way, we could reset our hearts towards delighting in God's will, not so much as a sense of duty and cold commitment, but more towards the honor we feel doing the things just the way He likes them. You might even find yourself in the end delighted and singing like Punch Sinatra. I did it His way.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.